on U105.
So good morning to you. Thanks very much to Denise for looking after the show and we're a couple of days off. You're very welcome to the programme. 90333105 is the number. Trouble at a Junior Orange Order parade in Belfast yesterday evening. CS spray was used by police near young people. This has angered the Orange Order and the First Minister. She's raising the issue with the Chief Constable. Bangor, Newcastle and Portrush overrun by drunken teenagers over the Easter holidays. One report this morning saying children as young as 13 were seen roaming the streets of Bangor. One eyewitness saying 14-year-olds partially dressed and fully drunk. You can let us know if you encountered them. Do give us a ring. And 10 games without defeat for Northern Ireland, but injury worries for the Republic. And on the subject of injuries, rare for goalkeepers to take much hurt. Two top goalkeepers out of the Euros. One from the Republic, one from England, indeed, after the friendlies. So, how's the form with you? You can give us a shout, 90333105. What are you doing this Wednesday after Easter? Are you still off, or indeed, are you fully back in harness? So 90333105 is the main number, 077-66-105-105. Email studio at u105.com. You can follow us on Twitter at FrankU105 and of course at U105 Radio. Now the First Minister has spoken to the Chief Constable after CS spray was used by police during a Junior Orange Order parade yesterday evening. A man was arrested on suspicion of assaulting police and causing criminal damage. The PSNI say two police officers suffered minor injuries and a police motorcycle was damaged. Ballinafae District Master Noel Liggett was one of the people organising the return parade and he's on the phone. Mr Liggett, good morning.
Good morning.
So in your opinion, what happened yesterday evening?
The scenes on the Ormond Road yesterday were quite shocking. So the parade was peacefully making its way up the Ormond Road towards the Orange Hall. As I said previously, we were no more than 3 or 4 minutes away from the hall where the national anthem would have been played and the parade would have peacefully dispersed. A police officer, in my opinion, showed poor judgment in deciding that he was going to intervene in the parade and start pushing people away from parked cars, as we did, which provoked the incident.
So a police officer decided that some people in the parade were in some way interfering with parked cars, so he I presume, asked people to move back?
No, he began to push people because I've just listened on a different radio to the police station. An Inspector Jones has just made the statement to BBC in which he stated the police officer used a very benign word. It was nudging people away from parked cars. And it has went from last night where we were accused of deliberately damaging cars to we were potentially damaging cars. So we were, and on that basis, CS spray gas was used against children.
Yes, Inspector, hopefully will be joining us shortly on the programme. But if you have a large number of people and you have parked cars and there's the possibility that some of those cars are going to be bumped into or scraped, surely it's the duty of a police officer to ensure that everyone is where they should be.
If we look at the parade route yesterday, the parade starts around at Annadale Flats, so it does, which is a very narrow road, so it is. So the bands had very successfully created past parked cars on a very small road. When we emerged onto the Ormond Road, which is a four-lane road, a very wide road, so it is, we are suddenly being accused that we were damaging cars on the Ormond Road. I don't believe that there was any reasonable excuse for this incident to occur.
Now, the junior parade seemed to have some very senior people at the front of it. Some of the individuals who were taking part in that junior parade looked like as if they were much more adult than any junior Orange member would be.
Well, obviously, with any child organisation, you need a number of adults under the law to look after them. We just have to simply take children out and let them parade themselves. There has to be adults there to look after them.
So they were there simply in a supervisory capacity. However, they seemed at some point, some of them, to fall foul of the police because the damage was caused to a police motorbike and CS gas was used.
Yes, because I already stated that in my opinion, the police officer showed extremely poor judgment, a lack of common sense, so we did. The parade was near enough at the Orange Hall. It would have dispersed. If he had a problem with the parade, he should have known that I was the organiser and come down to spoke to me and we would have had the issue resolved for the next parade. But for him to intervene when a parade is taking place, to start pushing people, it is going to create an incident.
So is it justifiable then if the police officer pushed someone, directed them, nudged them, whatever the term happens to be, is it acceptable for your people to get stuck into the police?
We are repeatedly told by the PSNI that police officers have to make a judgment, so they do. That at some point, if they were to act in a public order situation, it would make the situation a lot worse, so they do not react, and that they will deal with the issue once the public event has ended. So as late as the weekend, with various events that took place over the weekend, the police have come out with that excuse. They have used that reason to us on the Armour Road about not intervening in a number of our parades. So why has it suddenly changed that it was acceptable for a police officer to take it upon himself and to start intervening and pushing people about a parade, knowing what the consequences would be?
We've had so much marching and demonstrating over the last 4 or 5 days, some of it with literally 250,000 people taking part. For example, the massive parade in Dublin. We've had significant parades in various other places, some supported, some lacking support. But the only parades that there have been difficulty at were dissident marches, dissident Republican marches, and the Orange Order parade.
Well, I would like to think you're not comparing the Orange Order to dissident marches, Frank, to be perfectly honest.
Well, what I'm saying is that the only two parades over the last 4 or 5 days that have made the news headlines because of unrest.
I am quite shocked with the scenes. I have been organising this parade since 1993, and we have always had a very good working relationship with the PSNI. If they have an issue with the parade, they come and ask me to resolve the issue. At no attempt yesterday was that done. So it wasn't the police officer took it upon himself to act in a manner which, in my opinion, was aggressive, which provoked the situation, so we did, whereas he could have allowed the situation of the parade to return to the Orange Hall quietly, peacefully, to disperse, and then raise his concerns with me.
The police officer who used the CS gas, he was obviously directing it at someone who he felt was in some way threatening him or his colleagues or indeed his property. He didn't direct the CS gas directly at children, but they were affected by it. Is that right?
Yes. In my opinion, he indiscriminately used CS gas. The police officer had a judgment to make. This was primarily a children's parade, with children returning home.
What age are we talking about?
When he was taking a decision to make take action, he should have taken into consideration that there is a potential for children to be injured here, and would have been better not to take action and then to resolve the issue when the parade had dispersed.
And what age group of kids are we talking about?
Well, with my junior boys' lodge, the age group was from 7 to 10. And what I would say to you, Frank, is if you look at the picture in the Belfast Telegraph and the News Rather, you will see 4 young bondsmen on parade in Carrick. Those are the 4 young children who the police use CS gas on.
So those same kids that are in the paper are the children who suffered the consequences of say, the effects of CS gas?
Yes. And so that's why I'm saying it's extremely poor judgment on behalf of the police.
They didn't, however, need to go to hospital. They didn't need to do anything like that, so they didn't.
Well, I was informed that a number of the parents were taking them to the hospital, and I've been told the forms this morning that might not have happened. But I know as late as 10 o'clock last night, children were still suffering badly from the effect of CS gas. There was also a number of the junior girls' lodge who were walking with the band were affected with the effect of CS gas.
And are you going to speak to senior police officers about this?
I have no doubt there will be a large number of meetings take place about this, because this type of policing is not acceptable.
And you completely put the blame at the feet of 1 or 2 police officers?
I put the blame that there is extremely poor judgment on behalf of one police officer who, in my opinion, overreacted and created a very dangerous situation which could have turned into a riot.
Well, and of course, the police will argue, and we'll be speaking to them shortly on the programme, that they are protecting a property on a route, and many people will praise them for ensuring that there's smooth passage for other road users when a parade is on.
So when the police officers are defending property, as you put it, Frank, is it acceptable for children to be injured?
Okay, Noel, we'll throw that question to them whenever they join us on the programme. I appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That is Noel Liggett from the Orange Order, one of the organisers. 90-333-105. He's the Balnafie District Master. Indeed, were you there yesterday evening, round about 5, quarter past 5? Do let us know. 90-333-105. Is that how you saw it? Maybe you're one of the people who owns a car on the Ormer Road and you feel maybe the police did need to intervene to ensure that no damage was caused to cars. Did the police overreact? Did you see it? Let us know. 90-333-105 is the number. 90-333-105. And when a police officer joins us, we'll ask him or her the relevant questions. This is U105.
Just a point over the last couple of days here with all these rats and all that are going on. Well, kind of rats, if you can say that. It's just my point is, on the other day, I was at a parade on Sunday. The parade went past peacefully, nothing said, no police or nothing.
Whereabouts were you, Kieran?
I was on my own road. I was on the Falls Road, Frank.
Okay, so this was obviously an Easter Rising parade.
Yeah. My point is that when you have parades on your own road, it goes past peacefully. There's no trouble. Once it escalates into interface areas, this is when the trouble starts.
But are you suggesting, Kieran, that the Orange Order, the Junior Orange, can't parade at Balnafie Orange Hall?
Well, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that when the police start to come in with bigger... I'm not getting at people having a parade or wherever they have a parade, but I'm saying when the police start to get involved and it's in interface areas, like that's an Orange Order, I know that, but I just think that when it is like that, that is when the hype gets built up.
Yeah, but Karen, I understand, of course, if we're talking about an interface area, that the police will be there en masse and there is a feeling of angst. However, Balnafie Orange Hall, the upper area of the Ormer Road, wouldn't be seen as contentious. And the police, if they're policing it, and it seems to be like police officers and their mode of transport is a motorbike, they're not there en masse. We're not talking about riot police here. We're talking about police who seem to be keeping marchers away from parked cars, and for some reason something goes wrong between those police and those marchers and it ends up with CS gas being fired. I'm not sure what triggered it. The representative of the Orange Order is clear on what he thinks triggered it. I wasn't there. I simply don't know. But is there a suggestion that whenever there's marching, whenever there's police, there'll always be an element of people who are looking for trouble, regardless of which side of the community they come from?
That's true, Frank. That is 100% true. But they're not just, they didn't use CSA gas just for no reason. Obviously, they had a reason for it. They're not just...
Kieran, in fairness, that'll ring with a lot of people up and down the Falls Road. Here's a man off in the Falls saying, obviously, they didn't use the CS gas for no reason.
But that's true, Frank. I know what you're saying. But at the end of the day, this is the way it's been for the last 40-odd years in this. It's the same thing. The police get involved, and when it's in areas like that, the same thing always craps up. It's us against them, and it's the same thing all the time.
All right, that's in fairness, that is a valid point. Us against them-ins. How many times have we heard that? 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105.
Taste the freshness in every bite. Brennan's. Today's bread. Today.
This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. An opportunity now to speak to the PSNI Chief Superintendent, Chris Noble. Chief Superintendent, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
I suppose the obvious question is, how did a Junior Orange parade in Balnafie lead to a situation where CS spray was used, some of it affecting little children?
Well, Frank, let me sort of build up the context in terms of what we're dealing with at the minute. Again, this was a hugely busy weekend for policing. We policed dozens of parades in Belfast over the weekend, the vast majority of which were respectful and passed off very peacefully. And indeed, the Junior Orange parade that we were working with yesterday evening was going very well. They'd had a good day. We were bringing them home, to coin a phrase. We had two police officers doing that, neighbourhood police officers, one on a motorcycle, one on a foot, moving them up through the junctions. And it became very clear that a number of members of one band in particular were basically weaving in and out of parked cars, and indeed cars that had drivers in them. We spoke to people, asked them to move on. We engaged with members of the Orange Institution who were very helpful, but unfortunately it didn't resolve the situation. And then an altercation ensued where violence was offered to police officers who again tried to respond in a very proportionate way. And then unfortunately we had to resort to the use of CS spray, which was directed at adults and not children. There may well have been occasions where perhaps children then later came into contact with adults, or perhaps got a very diluted version of this, maybe downwind, depending on where they were. But the core reason why it had to be drawn in the first place was because police officers were being threatened and attacked.
Police officers were threatened and indeed attacked in Lurgan. We saw this on TV where thugs tried to pull the police out of a moving Jeep. There was no CS spray used there.
I think, Frank, every single circumstance is different, and the painter I've tried to pick the picture I tried to paint is that actually how police officers started influencing and working with band members was talking to them, encouraging them, hand signals, officers placing themselves in front of cars to try and shape and move the parade away from them. They then, unfortunately, had to draw batons again to try and keep space whenever they were directly threatened. And then, almost as a last resort, but clearly not the absolute last resort, they then had the UCS spray. These were neighbourhood cops doing their job, facilitating what had been a very successful and very peaceful parade back up the road. They were not there as public order cops are doing public order duty. They were trying to allow people to express their cultural identity. And we have worked very hard yesterday evening and indeed this morning saying we are more than happy to sit down and have mature conversations about what happened. If there's lessons for the police service to learn, we're up for that. It's in our interest to learn them. But equally, if there's lessons for other people to learn and indeed consequences for other people, there should be a mature leadership across the board that recognises that actually there's more than just the police service needs to be held to account over the conduct of some events, whether they be parades or protests.
What's the PSNI guidelines for using CS spray to an officer?
Well, the guidelines are well, not just the guidelines, but the conduct often, they are heavily scrutinised in terms of how they can be used. And in particular, because I think this is what you're alluding to, as and when there may be vulnerable groups in the vicinity or indeed directly used on. So in particular, around children, we have to be hugely thoughtful about any use of force, not even so much directed towards children, because clearly there are virtually zero circumstances where that would ever be appropriate, but where there may well be collateral impact in those children as well. And as I've said to you, the CS spray, according to my officers, was directly used against adults and was specifically aimed there. So if there was something that drifted off or attached itself to a child, clearly we're hugely regretful around that. It should, we would never ever want that to happen. But we did not create the circumstances whereby CS spray had to be used.
Yes, I'm more interested in those circumstances. Why did the officer feel that he needed to use CS spray?
Well, I need to be slightly generic around this because obviously we have an individual who has been arrested and charged. So I need to be very thoughtful about sort of describing any particular interactions. But if I can talk a bit more generically, essentially if the officer has moved through all other options, talking to people, influencing them, using hand gestures, changing his position on the road, drawing his baton to try and encourage people to keep away from him and keep their distance, the next step up from that is potentially the use of CS spray, which directed against an individual in the right circumstances can be appropriate. But that is subject to scrutiny and subject to accountability. But that's not the first resort that the officer resorted to, Frank. The picture I'm trying to paint is this is something that happened because everything else had been tried or failed.
Would it be okay to use CS spray if someone nudged you?
Well, again, it probably depends on the circumstances. Does that person have a weapon? Are there other people around them who are immediately threatening other violence? So I think it's impossible for you and I in the comfort of our offices to sort of try and second guess what an officer would do or use. But as I've said before, we will always try and work, whether it be in the planning stage or the delivery stage, always work to try and minimise use of force. This was not a public order operation. They were neighbourhood cops who patrol this area and in and around this area on a day-to-day basis. They've got a vested interest in all these parades and events passing off peacefully. This should not have happened.
And did you misjudge the policing of this particular parade?
With the benefit of 2020 hindsight, No, I don't believe we did. We have worked very successfully with the Orange Institution, with the vast majority of fans around these parades in the past. This is about policing, having a proportionate policing operation, primarily focused around traffic management, allowing people to return back to their lodge and then move on again after a successful day. So, no, I don't believe that we got this wrong in terms of the resourcing. It was proportionate, it was appropriate, and we do not have the benefit of knowing exactly when a particular problem or trouble is going to break out, because if we were, I'm not quite sure we'd be police officers, we'd be in other occupations.
How much risk were other people at? People driving their cars, people who maybe were going back to their parked car, the people who the police would have been protecting.
Yeah.
How much risk was there to these people?
I think it's hard to say, and again, I do want to be proportionate, because again, the parade as a whole was well conducted, and indeed, for the vast majority of the time, the band was well conducted as well. You just don't know. If someone had got out of a car and asked someone to move back, how would that interaction have gone down? Would someone from one of the cars decided to interact with a member of the band member, or vice versa? Our role within policing is always to try and prevent harm or disorder occurring in the first place where we can, and that's what these officers were trying to do. But we will sit down with everybody who wants to talk to us to see, is there learning, are there things we can do differently? But that degree of accountability and mature reflection needs to work both ways.
I'm just looking at a picture here of a police officer on social media. His name, his serial number, his address is even on social media. People suggesting that he was the police officer who fired the CS gas. This, and I've described this as a reckless move by someone to post that image on social media. What is your reaction to it?
Exactly the same. It's reckless. It's thoughtless. These are police officers who are serving their community, who work in neighbourhoods day on day. It's absolutely beyond belief as to why on earth someone thinks this is appropriate or constructive in an age whenever police officers are not only trying to serve their community but are under significant threat on a day-to-day basis. So anybody who is mature, who is thoughtful, who respects law and order, even if at times they feel the need to criticise and challenge it, should be having this taken down.
Okay, Chief Superintendent, thank you. Chief Superintendent Chris Noble. Anne has a quick point to make. Anne, go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Listen, I just want to ask you about the community policing. I used to work with the community police in Belfast and South Belfast here, although it may have been reluctantly, I worked with them. We don't have community policing in South Belfast, so you can't sit in that studio and say that those police officers on duty yesterday were community police.
Well,
we don't have community policing anymore.
Anne, I know you're directing the question at the Chief Superintendent, who may or may not still be listening.
I'm still here. I'm
okay.
Happy to talk to that, Frank.
Go ahead, Chief Superintendent.
I think there's fair challenge in there. Policing has had the change in recent months. We haven't got the same degree or cover of neighbourhood officers, but I can assure you, you have police officers in your community doing community policing every single day, responding to complaints of antisocial behaviour, dealing with domestic abuse, dealing with theft, dealing with vehicles parked inappropriately. We provide a policing service across north, south, east and west Belfast. Everyone would love more resources, especially in the current challenging times. But in my view, I'm very proud of the work that my cops do day to day in terms of providing not only a proactive policing resource in terms of tackling drugs and organised crime gangs in Belfast, but also the reactive policing whenever there's emergencies, and we are there. And the stats and the figures about how we respond and how effectively we respond are there. But again, we work with the PACT in South Belfast. We work with the PCSP in South and East Belfast and North and West to understand how policing can get better, how it can be more responsive, how we can be more visible. So I hear the challenge. I just disagree. I believe there is a very effective policing service provided across a whole range of services in South and East Belfast.
Okay, Chief Superintendent, thank you. Anne, thank you for raising the issue. Some of you phoning want to have a word with us
today.
And you can after this. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. The loyalist blogger Jamie Bryson has a point that he wants to make. Jamie, good morning.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Jamie. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just think I caught a little bit of what the police officer said on the end of your show there, and I've listened to some of the statements they've put out since last night, and I just think it's an abysmal attempt by the police to explain away quite unacceptable actions. And I think within 48 hours, we have had the PSNI, first of all, they put out a ridiculous statement where an officer was helping erect an Irish flag, and they said they were doing that for health and safety purposes. And now it appears, listening this morning, that the police have said they waded in to peaceful bandsmen yesterday with batons and CS spray to protect parked cars. And that seems to be the core of the police message. I just think that's absolutely abysmal and totally unacceptable.
Okay, just on the Republican flag, this was a police officer had his foot at the bottom of a ladder while someone was up the ladder erecting a flag during the Easter Rising commemorations. And it seemed to some that indeed the police officer was assisting the flag erector. To others, it would be described as a community police officer making sure that someone didn't fall off a ladder. So we could look at that for as often as we like and make comments about it. I did raise with the senior officer there that CS spray wasn't fired in the likes of Lurgan when rioters were trying to pull police officers out of Land Rovers. But the senior officer did say that every case is different. And two community officers were supervising the returning parade of the Junior Orange when when members of a band began to misbehave and people in cars felt threatened and there was a possibility there was going to be damage to cars. The number of officers was very low. One of the officers tried to encourage people to move away and in the end felt threatened and used CS spray as a last resort. Surely every single example of policing has to be judged on its own merit at that particular time.
Well, the problem with the account that you've given there is it's all very subjective. It's very easy for a police officer to say, oh, I felt threatened, so I drew my baton. One of the accounts I heard last night was a police officer felt threatened because one of the band's members was going to throw his drum at him. Now, I've held a few drums myself in my time, and I can assure you it's not something you'd be throwing down the road at a police officer. So it's very subjective. The police's account is very subjective of this. In their opinion, they felt threatened, so they drew their batons. Then they used CS gas. But the issue you have here is you didn't have two communities coming together fighting with each other. You didn't have bandsmen attacking the police or attacking property. You had... Whatever the incident was with the parade could have been dealt with in a different way. If there was an issue with the band, which I actually don't believe there was, but if there was, there's ways to deal with that on a community policing level or to speak to a senior member within the band. Wading in with batons and CS gas is unacceptable.
Now, the police say they liaised with people long before they actually raised batons or used the CS spray.
Well, I can see no justification for a parade that is not attacking anybody, that is not using any violence, for the police to use CS spray and to use batons. They took no such action when masked Republicans were blatantly flouting the law. The police did not wait in then to try and liaise with anybody. They tried to liaise with nobody in those parades. They did not then go in with batons and CS gas to break up an illegal procession. But here we have a lawful procession and the PSNI have used these quite unacceptable tactics. And it feeds the feeling, and there is a feeling within the unionist community, that policing is not impartial and policing has become tilted to one side. And that some people may say that's a perception, but for the people on the ground, quite often that's a very clear reality.
There is a social media site, we're not naming it on the programme, that has posted the photograph of a police officer who the social media site says was the person who fired the CS gas. We're saying it's simply a police officer. The name of the police officer, his number and obviously his face is in the public domain on that site, including his address, the town he lives in and all of that. Would you as a loyalist blogger be calling on that social media site to remove that picture?
Well, look, it's not to me to tell anybody else what to do, but what I will say is that, you know, I think the police have to be held to account. And the way to do that is through the police ombudsman. And I think anything such as giving the police an excuse to divert away, creating another issue in terms of putting people's faces on social media and whatever, which will give the police an excuse to gain some sympathy, is unhelpful. I think the best way to deal with this is...
Yeah, but it's more than an excuse to gain some sympathy. It is a threat to an officer's life and his well-being.
Well, I don't think anybody's made any threat towards a police officer, and I'm not justifying the police officers.
Yes, but Jamie, you know as well as I know that when we broadcast news, we blot out police officers' faces. For someone to take one specific officer and to put him basically in the firing line on social media, give his home address, say what his name is and direct people towards him, surely that's a form of threat.
Well, I don't think that people are to threaten them. I think probably, and I don't know who's put that up, but I'd say that people are quite angry. There's a lot of anger in the immunist community. But as I say, the best way to deal with this unacceptable and quite disgraceful policing is through the police ombudsman. So I don't think that putting the police officer's face on social media is entirely helpful. I don't think that's helpful. I think the most effective way to deal with this is go to the police ombudsman, make your complaints, get witness statements, and have the police officer held the account through that mechanism. I don't think, you know, and I say unequivocally, any threats of violence is unacceptable.
Okay. Okay, Jamie Bryson.
The nature of policing is so diverse that it will never be possible to document guidance to cover every encounter or eventuality. What is important is that any action taken is lawful. Action must be proportionate to the competing rights of individuals, and any force used should be no more than absolutely necessary in circumstances. In this regard, individual officers must be prepared to account for their decisions to show that they were justified in doing what they did, and that they acted reasonably within the scope of the law on the use of force. That's with regards to CS spray being used by the PSNI. Anthony has a point. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Frank. I hear us crying about Jimmy Bryson and everybody on with the CS cars. Did not realise Catholics and Thumore and that years ago when they were beaten by batons with the police when they tried to hold peaceful protest in the street? Did not realise that? And Jimmy Bryson, he's a cheek too to come on your radio show and speak out. Sure, he was one of the biggest ones that led protest about the flag protest, and he was one of the ones who was arrested a couple of times and still a protest.
Okay, so, you know, Anthony, I don't want you to go through a litany of reminders of what Jamie Bryson may or may not have done. However, you're going back into the mists of time, and of course there are many examples of police brutality, not only in this country, but in a variety of countries, probably in every country worldwide. But trying to keep the focus on what happened this weekend and the use of CS spray. Do you fully accept that CS spray is something that needs to be used by the PSNI?
If they're in control, yes, use it on them. Yeah, because Catholics have got buttons pulled out on them and water cannons put on them.
Yeah, but Anthony, how far back do we go? Like, loyalists got water cannons put on them, got batons used against them as well. You know, I don't think we'll get any further on trying to understand the use of CS spray if we do go back into the mists of our
regardless
troubled
of what's
past.
Last night, I wasn't there. I'm not going to speculate. I'll wait on a report from the police ombudsman where all the facts will be revealed. I'm not going to be drawn into the speculation around, oh, well, this happened and that was right and that wasn't right.
I should emphasise, and this is just to be sort of crystal clear, we are simply saying a police officer's private and personal details have been posted on this site. We're not saying the police officer who was involved in anything. We're simply saying a police officer. That's all we're saying. And you are clearly condemning anyone who would do that.
Anybody who doesn't is completely irresponsible. All you do is play into the hands of the thugs who will use that information for their own criminal agenda. And for Jamie Bryson not to be forthright in his condemnation of that is wrong. Next week a police officer is killed or a prison officer is killed, I guarantee you and I that Jamie Bryson will be out shouting and ranting and raving. Well, this is about prevention better than cure. Get back on the phone, Jamie, and condemn this outright.
Rob, thank you. In fairness, Jamie Bryson did say he was against violence being directed towards any police officer, and he said the ombudsman was the avenue along which to go. However, he didn't call on the people who posted the picture of a police officer with the personal details of the police officer, his name, his address and all of that. He didn't call on those people to withdraw the posting. Gary has a point. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Very well, Gary. Go ahead.
I don't think Rob calling people idiots in the last, you know, caller helps matters either. But, I mean, this photograph, it should be taken down. Any officer's details on the public domain, it's wrong, so it is, and it shouldn't be there. But then I would echo even the police officer it was on earlier and his part of it. And I think to refer to Jamie Bryson, he did say it was wrong himself and should be took down in his opinion. But my point would be, Frank, as a supporter of the police, I think it's a worrying situation. You know, police being attacked anywhere is wrong. And as a supporter of the police, I'm ringing in to say, you know, my fear would be the change in statements from the police from last night. When they first came out last night in the Telegraph and other social media outlets, it was that parked cars were damaged. And that has now switched to the potential for car parked and damaged. So if we look at the response that the police gave to the potential of a damaged parked car as opposed to parked cars being damaged and wrecked 2 weeks before it in the Holy Lands, where they never saw fit to draw CS spray then, you know. And I've been on the phone with you before about bonds, Frank, and this bond in particular last night, it's a well-established bond. And it's been in that area for decades now. It's one of the biggest bonds in South Belfast. So it is, and it's a very, very good reputation within the marching bond community. And to my knowledge, I think I'm 100% right here, that this bond has never come into contact with the police on any other occasion for anything they guess. It's never came across the loyal orders to be disciplined in any way, but for being on parade. So it's so out of character for this bond. It's unbelievable. So somewhere along the line here, something's went drastically wrong. And in my opinion, and looking at social media, and without prejudging it seems to me that this has been what was absolutely nothing situation, an overreaction from the police to where CS spray was used and end up kids being hit, maybe not intentionally, as the police have come on and said, but the fact it was there was kids within the immediate vicinity, and it was always going to be kids that was hit with it as well. So, you know, questions need to be asked as to why and who took the decision to use CS spray when it's quite obvious there was no... You know, there was no life in danger and there was no property in danger.
Yes, but Gary, it's not quite obvious that the police officer who fired the CS spray didn't feel in danger. There only were a few police officers. This police officer must have felt threatened. He simply, I think most people would accept it's highly unlikely he just took it out for the crack.
Oh, absolutely, Frank. Nobody, I mean, he never took it out for the crack. I'm not saying that. I'm saying at what point did he feel it necessary to use it? There's other photographs doing the rounds of social media where there's, you know, the mobile cells and five or six police Land Rovers sitting on the Armour Road. So they just didn't appear within seconds. They were obviously there too. So the police resources were obviously there. And you know, I'm a supporter of the police and I don't want... I mean, someone was earlier on saying that there is no community policing. There is community policing. On here in the Greater Shankill, the record for the community police is second to none. And people's relationship with the community police is second to none. You know, and I watch the community policing up here of parades, you know, and it's done right, and it's done on a basis where if there is any problems that are being foreseen or if there's any problems on the day, community police would go to the parade organisers. And from what I know of Noel Leggett over there on the Armour Road, a quite forthcoming and decent man. And I would say of the police on the ground who would have known Noel Leggett and would have known the bond captain and the bond sergeant, had went to those, any situation could have been dealt with there and then within seconds, and this wouldn't have blew up. You know, we wouldn't be having this conversation today, deflecting from what went on in Republican areas over the weekend. You know, and you have to, you can't divorce the two situations where we see, and the perception is that the police are policing these parades, you know, differently. So if you look at what went on within Republican areas over the weekend, and they've never felt it necessary to use CS spray when officers' lives were under threat trying to be pulled out of a Land Rover. But and a small, and this is the words of the police, a minor incident on the Armour Road and the scene fit to use CS spray. Something's wrong here, Frank.
Gary, you're a great man for following everything on social media, and I know you're what you broadcast under when it comes to Twitter and all of that. So you will have been watching for video maybe much more than I've had the opportunity to watch for video this morning. Have you seen moving pictures of what happened on the Armour Road yesterday
evening? The only pictures that's appeared, there's a picture of one of the bomb men where he was struck by a baton, and it seems a nasty gash to his head. There's a picture of the bond man being arrested. So, and that's tactical support unit has arrested the bond man. So they were there within seconds.
Okay, again, okay. But if you haven't seen any moving pictures, usually there would be moving pictures posted.
Yeah, Frank,
and so there would be a suggestion that maybe there's something in the moving pictures that justifies the police moving in, but that's not being uploaded.
No, Frank, this parade was coming to an end. I know exactly when people video parades and when they don't. The parades are videoed at... at points. You know, you very, very seldom see the parade being, you know, the parade was approaching the Orange Hall. It was near the end. So any video footage would probably have been from earlier on in the parade or earlier on in the day. Now, that's not to say some will appear. I don't know. But certainly it seems unlikely because it would have appeared by now. But with being such a small parade and coming to an end of the parade coming up to the Orange Hall, I would doubt very much if you'll get any footage. Hopefully footage will appear from some of the shops that should be around there, and we can maybe decide then when that comes out who's in the right and who's in the wrong here. But it still doesn't deflect from the point that CS spray has been used. It's from a Naffin incident, the CS spray being used, when you've looked what went on all over Easter. As I say, there's something not right here, and I'm a supporter of the police.
Okay, you've made your point clearly. Gary, thank you for that. John has a point. Morning, John.
How you doing?
Very, very well, John. Go ahead.
You see, the point is about this police officer firing this gas. He can't just take it on his own bat to fire. He has to get authority, a sergeant or inspector or whatever. They have to get authority to shoot anything.
No, not for the use of CS spray, John. If you feel under threat, you don't have to check with area commander to see if you can defend yourself by taking the canister from your belt and spraying it towards the face of the person who's attacking you. You don't need that green light given by someone else. You can make that decision yourself.
Yes, you're right about the spray.
But that's what was used. It was CS spray that was used. It wasn't. They weren't hurling canisters into the crowd.
Oh, sorry, but I apologise for that.
No. But that is important. That's important to emphasise that, because the more the conversation continues, the more people think that it was some sort of riot situation where they were unplugging canisters and hurling them into the crowd. It wasn't like that.